This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So today, there's got to be a good day.
The hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day Wednesday program. The days fly by, seems like only seconds, nanoseconds, since we're here talking about the end of 24, and now we're into the events that people are talking about for Tuesday and into Wednesday. Doug Steffen, Dear Doug. Doug at DougSteffen.com is a good email address. Facebook.com/Good Day is a good address. Twitter at Good Day is a good address. 888-302-3684 is a good way to be in touch. Israel, in the news and on people's minds as they resumed their heavy bombardment of the Gaza yesterday, warning that Hamas would pay the price after Hamas rejected an Egyptian truce plan and instead unleashed more rocket barrages into the Jewish state. Well, these people nuts. Aren't they crazy? The military urging tens of thousands of residents last night. This is the northern area, eastern area of Gaza, to leave their homes, presumably a prelude to more airstrikes there. Rocket fire from that area killed an Israeli man. The first, actually, Israeli fatality in the 8 days of fighting. In Gaza, 197 people killed, 1,500 wounded so far. Palestinian officials making those numbers known, saying it was the deadliest Israeli-Hamas confrontation in 5 years. The Egyptian proposal, initially accepted by Israel, had been the first attempt to end the fighting. And what are they fighting about? The same old thing they've been fighting about for millennia. This latest truce or peace effort unraveled less than 24 hours, a sign probably to many that it'll be harder than before to reach a truce. Hamas doesn't consider Egypt's current rulers, who deposed a Hamas-friendly government in Cairo a year ago, to be fair brokers. Of course, because they aren't a member of their clan, not a member of their sect, S-E-C-T-S. They just don't belong. There's only one right, everybody else is wrong, according to Hamas. And there are many other people in various religions who believe the same thing. Hamas believes that it has not much to lose by continuing to fight, while a truce on unfavorable terms could further weaken their grip on the Gaza area, a territory that they took in 2007. Underscoring that position, Gaza militants fired 120 rockets and mortar rounds at Israel on Tuesday during what Egypt had hoped would be a period of de-escalation. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see that we posted some pictures from my friend Uri Geller, who lives part-time in Tel Aviv. You can see the pictures of the rockets going back and forth, drones, all these things that are being used now. Hamas chooses to continue fighting and will pay the price for that decision, says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. If they're going to fire on us, there is no ceasefire. Our answer is fire. After holding its fire for 6 hours, the Israeli Air Force resumed heavy bombardment of Gaza, 33 strikes from mid-afternoon. In all, Israeli aircraft struck down, there were about 1,700 missiles or shots fired, and Gaza militants have fired more than 1,200 rockets at Israel. All right, anyway, so a little bit more on this with CBS correspondent Pamela Falk, who's been watching this situation very carefully. We'll get an update from her in just a moment here on the Doug Steffen Good Day Wednesday program.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man,
but now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Hang over.
Use only as directed.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Pivot example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equalizing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
17 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Up and coming, report on television news, et cetera, et cetera. Jennifer not here today. Richie and Kenny and I are here to talk to Pamela Falk, who's a CBS News foreign affairs analyst, the situation in Egypt, the situation in Israel, the situation in Palestine. And the Egyptians obviously want to be on top of this because it really does sort of dishevel what's going on, the closeness, the border with both countries, Egypt on the Israeli border. Border, a Palestinian border, and the situation, a lot of anxious moments there, the essence of where we are and how this affects us. This business always becomes front page news in America because we have so many Israelis, so many Jewish people. Now, this is an interesting strain. Just because you're Jewish doesn't mean that you're a supporter of the Israeli state. There's this a twofold. Israelis, by definition, would be supportive of Israel, but Jews not necessarily are all eager to support the Israeli state because it doesn't affect them. People who come from Eastern Europe and their families and heritage, in my experience, are the ones, other than those who are native to Israel, are the ones that support the Israeli state.
Takes a lot of guts, man. Well, that's a big situation they got on their hands there.
Yeah, well,
being in the middle of all the people, just all that tension.
Well, they want to push. They've been forever trying to push them into the sea. And, you know, people thought I was crazy a few years ago when I suggested that we ought to move all of them to New Jersey. Bring everybody, get them out of there where they are, but they don't, you know.
That's not the Holy Land. New Jersey is not Holy Land to them.
The Holy Land of
Hackensack is not Holy Land to them. That is the Holy Land. That's where they want to be, and that's, you know.
Yeah. Well, okay. under the circumstances, what really is the bottom line is this never, it just goes on and on and on. It never ends. Pamela Falk, as I said, joining us from CBS, has worked at the UN, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the latest here, the drones have entered into all this. Richie, I don't know where this echo is coming from, but I'm not hearing Pamela. Pam, are you there?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine. So,
okay, great.
The introduction of drones into this whole thing, how does that change the reality? It seems now both sides have drones.
Yes, and Israel pretty much decimated one of the ones that they saw yesterday, but Hamas is saying that there are quite a few others. This is the first time that Israel realized that this was actually over Israeli territory. It's not clear if they are military drones with rockets or surveillance drones, because there wasn't much of the drone left after the Iron Dome had at it. But this is the confirmation of what Israel's been saying for a long time, which is that Hamas is much more well-armed than they were. They're getting Qatar money, they're getting other Gulf money, and their real interest in this ceasefire is to make sure that the crossings, especially at Rafah, are not only opened, but they allow everything they want in. So that's not something Israel has put, or Egypt has put into the proposal. The proposal is to have persons and goods through border crossings that are supervised, not military assistance. And the underground tunnels have been destroyed by Israel. So Gaza's looking, I mean, Hamas, and especially Al-Qassam, is looking for more out of the Egypt deal.
All right. So in the circumstance that we're in, is the Iron Dome the story here? Is that what's different? Because this fighting goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. There's nothing new to the tension. Is the Iron Dome the significant story, the protection that Israel has for itself?
Well, the story is really, to some degree, Doug. I mean, what that means is that Israel doesn't incur damages, only Gaza and Palestine do, but that only makes it more lopsided. What you now see is that all of these 200 deaths are on the Palestine side, because Israel, even though Hamas is trying to hit Tel Aviv, they're trying to hit civilian areas, they try to hit a nuclear reactor, but the Iron Dome is really taking many of them, not all of them, out. And Israel has more of a defense system where they're telling people to evacuate, where in Gaza, even though Israel's telling people to evacuate, the Hamas is telling them not to, putting them right in the crosshairs. And so you've got the continuation of the problem. The only thing is, it was getting closer to some kind of negotiations with the West Bank and Fatah. It's Abbas's sort of last stand. And the idea here is that, in addition to the deaths of the teenagers provoked by probably Hamas, is something that Egypt is now out of the question as an ally, or has been out of the question as an ally of Hamas. And that's what really changed, because they had Egypt under Mubarak, they had Egypt under Morsi, and al-Sisi is very hostile to Hamas.
A friend of mine, Uri Geller, has posted on his Facebook page, and we reposted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, pictures that he took from his home in Israel of these rockets, the Iron Dome, and one of them got knocked out, a Hamas rocket, and it dropped gas canisters in the house, or on the house next to him.
Oh my goodness.
This brings it sort of around. It's so close, because Israel's so small. Unless you've been there, I know you've been there, I've been there.
Yeah.
You don't get the fact that everything is so close together there, that people are literally affected by this. Every inch of the land in Israel is affected by this.
Absolutely. I was there last year in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, as well as southern Gaza in Yan Kunis, which was hit. The people in Gaza do not want this war, and they don't. I mean, they can't afford anything. I mean, it's
a creation of Hamas. It's political. It's a way of stirring the pot, getting money. I've mentioned this many times. Arafat died as a billionaire. And where did all this money come from? He ripped off all these people that would supply him with arms. He'd sell the arms and keep the money himself. And that's what these people do, and they do it under cover of trying to get justice for themselves. Nonsense. Pamela Falk from CBS, thank you. It's 51 past the hour. The story here on Good Day.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I do remember this song.
You would.
Remember the song, didn't remember it was by Kajugogo, or whatever. Kajugogo? Kajugugu. Kajugugu, I got that. Kajugugu and Two Shy, number five.
That's correct.
This week, as we go through the top five songs of this week in 1983, Kajugugu and Two Shy, would you crank that up, Richie Sweet? It's a familiar lyric line here.
Very Thompson's Twins-ish.
It more sounds like, for me anyway, listening to this brings me around to Wham.
Yeah,
to Boy George.
Yeah, so
it was the same era, though.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so that's number five this week as we memorialize the top five. Number four belongs to Sergio Mendez. That's a horrible song.
Oh.
Sergio Mendez from the 60s and 70s. Very good instrumental.
Isn't this some sappy moving music or something?
This? I don't know. Does this come from a movie?
Lousy.
Didn't do the memory of Sergio Mendez in Brazil 66 any good.
Let's get to some good movie.
Irene Cara. Number three this week, 1983. From Flashdance, What a Feeling. Crank it up, Richie.
He doesn't remember this, but he's seen it in the movie.
As seen on TV.
No, I've seen it in the movie. Jennifer Beals skipping across the dance floor.
Uh-huh. All right, so that's number three. Number two belongs to Eddie Grant.
Oh, wow.
Very typical of the era. Number one from this week, 1983. What a great song.
Yes.
Terrific song. Worth listening to the whole thing. We can squeeze
the NSA theme song.
Every breath you take, we're monitoring. Watching you. The police sting. Crank it up.
Every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, I'll be watching you. Can't you see?
greatest albums ever.
Only surpassed by his solo album, Dream of the Blue Turtles.
Is this as good as Electric Light Orchestra and some of these other albums? And every song is a big hit.
Yeah, on this album, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. I'm into this and a few others that are on the album for sure. So the top five again for this week in 1983 for your review. Kaja Goo Goo and Too Shy. Sergio Mendez, Never Gonna Let You Go. Irene Cara, Flashdance. Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue. And the Police of Regret You Take. Thank you. Story today at DougStephan.com about Archie Andrews. The fans of Archie Andrews know that their comic book icon is going to be killed while trying to save a friend's life. So why is this comic going away?
Didn't he just make him gay last year? No, now they're going to kill him off?
Archie's
not
gay.
Archie. He's saving a gay friend.
Oh, all right. Okay. So this is the 36th issue of Life with Archie. How long has this been around?
This particular one's been around for 4 or 5 years.
But Archie's been around for 75 years, right?
Right.
Archie Comics. All right, so if you're interested, you better check out the story, The End of Archie, The Demise of Archie, DougStephan.com. Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm as well. Go to DougStephan.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound, free.
Ashley S. posts, gotta get up early to get my car fixed. Hashtag new car, please. Ashley, set your alarm for the Honda summer clearance event and check out a new Honda CR-V instead. It comes with a rear view camera, Bluetooth, and Pandora standard. And is from KBB.com's most trusted brand for 2014. Okay, now you can hit snooze.
Hurry in to the Honda summer clearance event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers. Based on 2014 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. Pandora compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriers rates apply. See dealer for financing details.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock. Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Half the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, continuing our in-depth hour. Instead of what we do normally when the whole gang is here, Roberta and Jennifer and Rich and Ken, I decided it's relatively early in the day, so I figure, okay, let's dig around and find some stories that are intriguing and we can get in-depth information about them. Or something going on that you'll find intriguing, entertaining, informative, and necessary. So, I'm going to start the conversation here with what I believe to be one of the guidelines that I have believed in for a long, long time. I'm going to pass this along, and you'll understand when I'm done here why I am sharing this thought with you. No matter what the level of your ability, you have more potential than you can ever develop in your lifetime. Don't think about the things that you can't do. Think about the things that you can do. Half full, not half empty. There's no such thing as no chance. In America especially, you have power that you never dreamed of. You can do things you never thought you could do. There's no limitation to what you can come up with except how your mind limits what you think you can do. Your range of choices is limitless. Look at things as they can be and never, ever say never. The reason I say that is because I'm the host of the portion of the program that ends our broadcast day, because this is a six-hour program. The last hour is devoted to Shark Tank-like opportunities and an American Idol appeal. We have people that come on the program who are pushing an invention. The hour is called My Cool Inventions. It's a collaboration of the people who have been experts on home shopping, Akos Jankura and John Cremens and I. We both were doing separate programs, but in essence doing the same thing. So we got together, and each day we present a new person with a new idea. It's smooth, it's fun, it's entertaining, it's informative. After we discuss the business news of the day, we bring in people for an example. I'm going to have you listen for a few minutes to this pitch, and maybe there'll be something in here that inspires you to start a garage business, a backyard business, maybe a basement business, something working part-time as you do your regular job. It's something you have passion for, something you really love to do. I know a guy who started a business based on trains, electric trains, and he did very well with it. He went full-time selling, finding, and selling old Lionel trains and other trains. His business first was on Lionel, and then he expanded. And that's the kind of thing we're talking about. There are simple ideas that grab hold. Believe me, There are millions of people with great ideas. So if you have something after you're hearing this part of the broadcast and you're inspired, get in touch with either mycoolinventions.com. Look for the place where you can sign up with your idea, or dreambigamerica.us. You get vetted there as well. Who knows? You could make a lot of money, as I think this fellow is going to do. Here is an extract from a conversation that John Cremins and I had on My Cool Inventions with a fellow named Thomas Force, who's invented what he called the ice key tag. The conversation here starts with John sort of setting things up.
All right, Tom. Well, basically what we're going to do, we're gonna let you pitch your invention to the audience, okay? And they're going to get a chance after you pitch for 1 minute what you think about your invention, and let them know everything they need to know about it. Then they're going to get a chance to vote thumbs up or thumbs down by texting to the number 22333 on their smartphone, and they can put thumbs up in their text or thumbs down in their text. Do you think you're ready, Tom?
Absolutely.
You prepared?
Absolutely.
I got a feeling, Doug, I got a feeling Tom's way prepared.
I think he is, too, so let's give him a chance.
I just beat a minute five, guys. A minute's really hard.
Here we go. We're going to squeeze it in a minute. Zach, are you ready? All right, Zach, play that music.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Go.
Folks, if you or a loved one suddenly become one of the more than 30 million Americans rushed to the ER due to an accident or medical emergency this year, you could face big problems. It may take many anxious hours for your family to be notified, and chances are the hardworking first responders and doctors treating you will not have access to your critical medical and emergency contact information. Your life could literally be hanging in the balance. The best solution? The new and powerful ICE Medical Card. When you carry your membership card and key tag, you give the heroes working hard to save your life quick and easy access to everything you need to know about you right now. Things such as medical history, medications, allergies, maybe where your DNR is, or how to make sure your child's picked up from school. The best part is that you control and update the info as often as you like. Now here's great news. You won't have a heart attack over the price. We have a special limited time deal for your great radio audience today. Go to iceradiodeal.com and get this guardian angel for just $39.95. Get a second one for someone you love for just $20 more. That's it. You have nothing to lose. We have an ironclad 30-day risk-free guarantee.
Uh-huh. You maybe didn't need another 5 seconds.
Woo-hoo. Be our shark and vote.
All right, tell them, Zach, not to be shy with the audio, will you please?
Yeah.
Zach, crank it up.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Cheers or a jeers for Tom?
Well, I think it was tears of joy.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Yeah, nice job.
That was a great pitch, Tom. I mean, you hit pretty much everything. You know, you basically set up the problem, and you got a great solution.
All right, so there's the excerpt from the My Cool Inventions Hour, which is an important part of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. There are all kinds of different things that we do every day on the air to sort of highlight the important things, the events that are going on in our country, the events that are going on in your life, and things that can be used as inspiration. I'm a great believer in inspiration and moving on and getting people to understand the benefits, the abundant opportunities that are presented to all of us. We just have to move forward, and I'm here to help you. Here to help you realize what you can do on your own if you really try, you really want to. So it's inspiration, perspiration, you know, all that good stuff. And so if you want to hear more of these programs, tune in, find the 6th hour every day at DougSteffen.com, and our focus on people who will ultimately be winners. Speaking of winners, a vacation off the coast of Rhode Island has turned a man into a millionaire. I'm sure the fellow's still a man. Now he is a man who is a millionaire. The Rhode Island Lottery said yesterday that Flemington, New Jersey resident Thomas Mistola bought a $20 ticket for the $1 million scratch game at a Block Island pharmacy and won the same amount back. So he decided to buy another ticket. Listen to this conceptually, all right? The guy lays out $20 and he buys a $1 million scratch game. So he does the scratch, hands it in while he's there. The fellow, the attendant of the store says, "You just won $20, you got your $20 back." So he figures, "Hey, I'm lucky." So he buys another ticket. Lottery officials say he started shaking with disbelief when he realized that he had won 1 million dollars on the second try. So for 20, who wouldn't swap 20 bucks for $1 million? We all would say yes to that, but how many times do you suppose this fellow has gone in to buy lottery tickets, even though he's not, he was there on vacation on Block Island. So this guy, Miss Teller, calls his mother and his brother, who always have said he's the lucky one in the family. So Miss Teller says he's not sure how he's going to use the money. He says he plans to have some fun, buy a new car, save for retirement, probably give some to his mother, maybe his brother becomes a beneficiary, all that good stuff. Isn't that cool? Don't you wish him well? And do you wish for the, or are you like some of these people, when they find a winner, they begrudge the winners. Wow, how come he won? Why can't I win? You know, that kind of stuff. You're all familiar with people who think like that. Let's hope you're not one of them. Let's wish Mr. Mistele, Mistella, M-I-S-T-E-L-E, Mr. Mistella, well, with his $1 million. Now, the first people who are going to come after Mr. Mistella are your friends and mine at the Internal Revenue Service. And they're having such a good time because they're such honorable folks. They're doing such a great job collecting your tax money and spending it wisely. The federal government doing a great job. You know how much of that $1 million this guy's actually going to get when he's done paying state taxes? When he's busy, and by the way, he has to pay state taxes in both Rhode Island and New Jersey, and he has to pay federal taxes. By the time he's done, he's going to have about $545,000, which is still not a bad deal for the $20 ticket, but think about how much we get looted by the IRS. Speaking of that, we have an expert on the IRS to update us on the latest investigations into what really happened to that email. That's coming up next here on Good Day.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. The fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they tried at Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AZ Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection, retail customers only, turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer. 14 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Kenny and Richie and I have Sidney Powell with us, who has served as the youngest assistant United States attorney in the country. She was appointed chief of the appellate section for the Western and Northern District of Texas, fellow in the American Academy of Appellate Lawyers. She is well known. As a matter of fact, she was recognized by her peers, Richie, as a super lawyer.
Super
lawyer.
You got
a cape for that, Sidney?
There you go.
Yes, definitely.
Very cool. All right. You have written in the National Review that the IRS is on the hot seat. Lois Lerner has added fuel to the fire. People are laughing, have no respect for the IRS. This is not the first time, but this is probably the worst example of pulling the wool or trying to pull the wool over the public's eyes. The judge in this case, Emmett Sullivan, is wise to this, and so is everybody else who's got half of a brain. So where does it go from here? Where do we have a lot of headlines, but what actually happens to Lois Lerner and the other people who basically kill their own computers, and everybody knows it? So they're trying to save themselves. What's the legal ramification here?
Well, I've got a new article coming out at Observer.com this morning. It should be out any minute now. And Judge Sullivan held a hearing the other day in which he required the IRS to file a sworn declaration. He repeated three times that it's to be done under oath, explaining what happened to the emails, what they've done to try to find the emails, and even more importantly, he took the unusual step of asking a federal magistrate judge, who just so happens to be an expert in computer and electronic discovery, to, quote, assist the parties, end quote, in finding the emails wherever they might be.
Mm-hmm.
And people should remember that it was United States District Judge John Sirica from the same court that Judge Emmett Sullivan is on, who got to the bottom of the Watergate
cover-up. Now, Sidney, the under oath part is important. Why is that?
That is important because he can then prosecute or have prosecuted for perjury or false statement or contempt of court, whoever.
They have not done to this point, correct?
No, they have not done anything.
They just testified to a committee, and that's not under oath.
I don't remember whether they were sworn when they did that or not, but they weren't testifying from personal knowledge. For example, Koskinen just testifies to what he was told. So it would be, you know, difficult to prosecute him for that, although they didn't have any problem prosecuting a Merrill Lynch executive and sending him to prison for expressing his personal understanding of a telephone call he wasn't even on.
So is this the same, Richie talks about this a lot, how they get people, they can't get them for what they really did, but they can get them for lying about what they didn't do?
Yeah. Yes, that and tax returns like the notorious mobsters.
Right, so they will not be able to likely down the road convict these people of attacking conservative groups, but they will get them for lying about emails that they deleted about attacking conservative groups.
That might be a possibility.
Or they
might just find those emails. It's amazing how things can turn up.
And I may find the Easter Bunny this week.
Find them, yes.
Yeah. All right, so in the meantime, these people are on ice and nobody pays any attention. People have been saying, a lot of talk radio conversations about this, obviously. People say, hey, if the IRS comes after me, I'm going to have to say to them, well, you got to prove to me that you've got this, that, or the other thing. If you got the case against me, let's see what's going on with you. You know, that sort of thing, throw it back in their face, probably won't work too well. But the point here is that people have lost respect, more respect for the government, more respect for the IRS, not that they had a whole lot anyway because of the way they conduct themselves in general. But this is certainly not strengthening the government by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's not. The American people deserve the truth and want the truth. And Emmett Sullivan's the kind of judge who wants to get it for them.
Go get him, Judge Sullivan. Thanks, Sidney Powell. You're on Good Day at 51 After.
30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Must have been the albino.
Who's the albino?
He's the one who killed the man with the scar.
You said you killed the man with the scar.
I did, except he killed him after I killed him. See, I didn't really kill him. I just stabbed him with the needles. Right after he heard the cuckoo. Oh, oh.
Chevy Chase, right?
Very good.
From Foul Play, Barry Manifold. Why'd you shut off Barry Manifold's music?
Apparently, I only have 30 seconds of music here.
Ready to take a chance again.
Off.
Was the number one movie this week.
Somebody actually listened to me. That law I instated here in the studio.
Right,
said,
no more than 30 seconds of Barry Manifold. Manifold.
Somebody finally listened to me.
Number one movie this week in 1978 was Foul Play.
Just like in the movie theater.
What?
The dead body. It's gone. It vanished.
Well, maybe he was embarrassed.
All right. So, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, who is dying to discuss, not dying, it's not a good way of putting it, but he was eager, he said to Richie and me a few minutes ago, to discuss 24 season finale. We'll talk about that, plus other movie news, just a moment away here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, why walk to work or even bike when you can get there with smart electric skates? Acton recently launched a Kickstarter for Rocket Skates, the world's first smart electronic skates. Each skate has two hub motors controlled by an onboard microprocessor, and the skates are able to communicate with one another so they maintain the same speed and behavior. The skates also communicate with a companion smartphone app, which includes features like route tracking, skate diagnosis, battery status, and more. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
All right, so Chucker, 24 as a movie. There was a lot of speculation a couple of years ago, and then last year, 24 would be made into a movie. And this was sort of the subplot, the context of what has happened in the past 12 episodes. A lot of people think this was brilliant television and certainly leads into another season. What did you think of the finale, the episode last night, which basically brings us, it sets up the next season, doesn't it?
I thought it was a great piece of television. You know, when it ended, I first thing I really did was reflect, one on the season and one on the series as a whole.
Yep.
I think the producers and Sutherland certainly would love to do a feature film. I just don't think the Studio Fox is going to give them $100 million to do it. I think eventually it'll come back in the same format as a 12-episode TV event, but I don't think it's going to be next year. I mean, I don't know that for a fact. It's just a gut feeling I have. I think they'll sit on the outstanding achievement of this current season, wait a year, and then come up with a good idea, good script writers, and reboot it one more time.
See, I don't think they'll, if they have a good script and they can get Sutherland excited and the other people excited about it, I don't think they'll wait a year. I think they'll find, if they can find a good script, and I was told by a couple of people that they're already working, that's why they let it into.
They're writing this thing as they're shooting it. What do you mean, find a good script? They had 5 years off, and they were still writing this script as they were shooting it.
The only thing which is unusual is that they haven't already greenlit another season. Because usually by this time, when the series, when the season ends, they've already made a network decision and an announcement that it's a done deal, that it's coming back next year. The longer it waits, the timeline gets tighter for them to put it on air.
I don't think that. I think that's been disproven by the fact that it was 4 years since the last episode of the last season, and the audience came around. As a matter of fact, you figure if you look at the ratings and the numbers of people watching both on Monday and Friday night, it did as well, if not better, and especially with fractionalized audiences now, which is a whole lot DVR. Different than it was 12 years ago, and DVR and Hulu and all that other stuff. There was a lot of just buzz on the street, people talking about it. It's one of those things that is rare on television today. It went Breaking Bad sort of had that same sort of buzz about it, and I think the thing on Netflix, House of Cards, Walking Dead, that kind of stuff. So I think you're going to, who knows, we're all just speculating and yakking here, but that's because we want it. I think the fact that both Chloe and Jack have once again survived, that's the core, that's the story, that's how it continues. In whatever way, shape, or form they can come up with it, I'm betting that they haven't, you're right, that they haven't come up with a formula, but when they left, when 4 years ago he went away, he was in England. So that set it up. So this time he's being trucked off to Moscow.
Up, but they clearly set up new chapters in the life of Jack Bauer, and I have to strongly believe that the actress who plays Kate, Yvonne Stravinsky, is going to come back. Also.
Yeah.
She was terrific.
Yeah.
Right. She was great in Chuck.
Wow.
That's where she came from, was Chuck.
Chuck was
a TV show. Chuck. For 2 seasons.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. So there it is, our review of 24, one way or another. Hope you enjoyed
it. 10 for me.
An 8 out of 10?
No, 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. For me, too. Yep. 59 after on Good Day.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.